Blessed be All Saints. The Feast of All Saints dates back many centuries. In ancient Rome, it was celebrated as the Feast of the Nameless Martyrs. Over the course of time, it has become one of the most popular of holy days, probably because people see it as a celebration of the unpublicized holiness of people they've known. Grandparents, parents, friends, who were good and holy people, the salt of the earth. Most people who exercise good stewardship with their skills and money don't ever get their names on plaques. But God doesn't miss it, nor do those who are close to these salt of the earth people. That is why the church celebrates the Feast of All Saints. Pope Gregory IV, 827 to 844, is credited with formally setting November 1st as the date of the Feast of All Saints. It originally had been set for May, but in early spring, Rome could not accommodate and feed the large number of pilgrims who would come into the city for the feast. On All Saints Day in 1966, the National Football League awarded New Orleans a football franchise, which was given the name the New Orleans Saints. And the people brought to Jesus a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hands on him. He took him off by himself, away from the crowd. He put his finger in the man's ears and spitting touched his tongue. Mark 7, verses 32 to 33. The cure of Jesus is tailor-made to this particular man. Jesus touches his ears and tongue, and he cures him. What a moment that must have been. The Lord tailor makes for me the gift of his very self. When I open myself up and ask God to heal, to cure, to make me whole, strong, and healthy, God's response is a gift. When I open my ears to God's word and let it speak to me, again, it comes to me as a gift. I can never repay it. Rather, I can embrace these rich gifts tailor-made for me. They're meant to affect the whole person I am. At baptism, I received the gift of life that never dies. And to receive the Eucharist is everything. It is the bread of life. That is something no one could ever pay for. To hear the word of God proclaimed, the wisdom that the greatest experts in the world can't come up with, a gift. To have my sins forgiven, why, that kind of healing I could never pay for, never earn, but it is given to me as a gift. God has given me all this as a gift. I am the richest person in the world because of all the gifts that I have received by being part of the Lord's community of disciples. I can only thank God for that. And the people brought to Jesus a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger in the man's ears and spitting touched his tongue. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.